We're continuing our coverage of the budget this morning, and we're crossing now down to Canberra with Dr. David Bond. He's part of the 2SER budget team, and absolutely great to have him on the line. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're more than welcome.
So I guess, first of all, what are your initial thoughts about the budget that did come out last night?
Oh, my initial thought was very much that this is an election budget. Scott Morrison, especially, has been there now as Treasurer. This is his third budget, and that surplus, which was always sort of at the end of the rainbow, is now getting ever closer. And I think they can credibly say that it will happen in the next year or two. It's going to be slim. The 2019-2020, it's there, and it's earlier, 1 year earlier than they expected. But I think he looked quite confident yesterday.
And the big, the show pony of this budget has been the tax reforms. Admit that tax is not my strong point. I don't understand a lot of the language that's been floating around. But to my understanding, the tax brackets have been switched around. The brackets are changing.
Yeah, actually, they will, and there are some changes. Some of them are going to take a little while. So from the 1st of July 2018, which is this year, I'm slowly forgetting what year we're in. The only change to the tax bracket is that the top level of the 32.5% bracket moves slightly up from $87,000 to $90,000. Now, the other thing which is going on, so that will help people at those brackets, or those assessable incomes above $87,000, but they were very clear that they wanted to target lower and middle income earners. So they've introduced what's called LMITO, the low and middle income tax offset. And that will mean that for taxpayers earning up to $125,000, they will receive a payment or sort of an offset in their tax return of up to $530.
And that's per year. That's the one where it's about you're going to get $10 a week.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not $10 for everybody, but yeah, that's your sort of $10 a week-ish that you'll get at the end of, as part of your tax return.
Do you think, I guess, I know it's a vague term, but do you think that is a good outcome for most Australians?
I mean, certainly it's well targeted in the sense that being a tax offset, they could just look at particular sort of income brackets and, up to $125,000, that covers the broad sweep of Australians and allows the government to say, look, we are doing what we can quickly to look at low and middle income Australia, which is, as I mentioned, a large group of people.
Now, the government's also ruled out increasing the Medicare levy to cover the cost of the NDIS rollout. Do you think that there's a potential for the cost of that program to potentially blow out and, potentially even erase the thin projected surplus?
Oh, I mean, simple answer to that would be, yes, there's a concern that it will blow out, but I think there's a concern that, any program could blow out. But, I mean, the broader point I think you're speaking to there is that last year they had introduced the increase in the Medicare levy, and that was very much discussed and, tied to helping make sure that the NDIS is fully funded. And so that was the sort of question everyone had, is that now that they're walking that increase back, which is going to cost them, to sort of put it in rough figures, that decrease, or that, I suppose, stopping the increase, is going to cost them close to $13 billion over the next 4 years, which means there's a lower amount of money coming in from that to help fund the NDIS. Now, they're still saying the NDIS is fully funded, but the question is how that will continue into the future is very much open.
And you mentioned that there is potential for a few different programs to potentially blow out. Are there any that, I guess, are in more danger than others?
Look, I think one that they're looking at, and they're making tweaks, I mean, welfare being the size of the program that it is, and it's close to, I think, all welfare payments are about 35% or so of the entire spend of the government, and they're slowly trying to crack down on, what people do on that. So, and they're also trying to recoup some welfare payments, so they're looking at, court-imposed fines now. Those will actually be deducted from welfare. So they're looking at just what they like to term the integrity of the system. They're also going after the black market economy, which is interesting. So they've got this major kind of focus, at least in this budget, on people not paying their fair share. So it's in a way, it's kind of almost the reverse of a blowout in a particular service. They're actually saying there's almost a blowout in the amount of money that we're not getting back from certain people. So they're even assembling, or they will assemble, what they've termed mobile strike teams to go after those who are not paying their fair share in tax through payment of services in cash and whatnot.
Yeah, there was some pretty aggressive language around that. Like, we're going to hunt you down if you're not paying your tax and all that sort of fun stuff.
There's a level of, you know, as we were discussing this through the lockup and a little bit afterwards, there's almost a level of sort of morality that's going on with how they're couching a lot of these terms that, you know, if you're doing the right things, you know, we'll lower your tax, we'll make things a little bit easier to some extent. But if you're not doing the right things, we'll really go after you.
And it seemed like online businesses, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like the real target of this sort of, you know, black economy was going to be online situations that perhaps aren't already paying as much tax as physical stores.
Yeah, I mean the online environment is a difficult one, and it is hard, and they are, you know, slowly improving their systems around that. I mean, one thing on the online system that they're looking at is to try to go after online hotel bookings. So make sure that if there's online hotel bookings taking place that, you know, from, you know, off-site, offshore hotel providers, that they are paying their fair share of GST. Now, I'm not entirely too sure how that's going to work, but they are looking at how the digital economy works and making sure that they pay what they're meant to.
And just before I do let you go, David, it's a big question, I know, but the rhetoric that always floats around these budgets are winners and losers. Do we have any, I guess, apparent winners and or losers that have come out of this budget?
I'm going to take a slightly different tack on this, and I'll still go with the winners and losers, but I've got to say, given that given that Malcolm has just copped 31 news poll losses, I would say one of the big winners out of this is likely going to be the government. I think they've now set things up in a way which is going to make life a lot more difficult for Labor. And it will be really interesting to see what the reply is. But I think the government is actually a big winner out of this.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. David Bond there, part of 2SER's budget team.